I choose to go to paradise to experience bliss. I choose to go to paradise to experience bliss. What is paradise all about? Paradise is about happiness. Paradise is about joy. Paradise is about love. Unconditional love. Paradise is about all the beautiful things that make the world a wonderful place to be. And it is just that way. It is a wonderful place to be. It is a happy place to be. It is a fulfilling place to be. It is something that makes me feel that all of my life is just fantastic. All of my life is just glorious. I choose to go to paradise to experience bliss. Now, I really want to experience bliss. I want to experience an inner happiness. I want to experience an inner joy. I want to experience something that tells me that all is right with my world and all is beautiful and all is good. I want to experience and know this peace, this joy, this bliss. And to know bliss and to experience bliss and explore bliss and have bliss be in me means that every thought I have is directed toward being bliss. Every thought I have is directed toward being an understanding of who and what I am. And how can I understand who and what I am? How can I understand this inner self, this inner beingness that I think I am? How can I understand it? Well, it's quite easy, really. I understand it when I turn my attention to listening to the inner peace that I am now, the inner joy that I am now. When the world about me seems to be in a hurricane, in a very rapid whirl of activity that just makes me feel very unstable, I stop. I stop and I go to paradise. I go to the feeling of all is right with the world. I go to the feeling that this is in divine order now. And as I go to that feeling of this is divine order now, I am in that divine order. I am in that wonderful attitude of love that I have for myself. I'm in that wonderful attitude that says, all is in divine order. All the world is fantastic. Everything is glorious. Everything is marvelous. Everything is outstanding. And as I know and feel and am aware that everything is outstanding, everything is marvelous, everything is glorious, then truly it is. Then truly my world is utterly fantastic. My world is utterly amazing. But I have to choose to go to paradise to experience this bliss. And when I say that I'm going to paradise, I mean I'm going to go into that joyful state of consciousness. I'm going to leave confusion aside. I'm going to leave needs and wants and apparent limitations beside and no longer have them be in me. No longer have them be that aspect of me that I used to give so much attention to. I used to give attention to the idea that there's a problem. Oh, there's a hurt. There's a worry. There's a confusion in the world. And as I gave my attention to the confusion in the world, I had confusion in me, and I was not in paradise. I know that bliss is a feeling of contentment. Bliss is a feeling of inner awareness that all is right with the world, an inner beingness that this is a fantastic world I live in. Yes, I'm aware that that's what bliss is, and truly that's what bliss is. And I choose to go to paradise because I know that when I am in paradise, when I am in that attitude of oneness about all that is good, then everything works out perfectly. When my dog doesn't want to behave and do as I ask him to do, I'm not in bliss. I'm not in my paradise. Because when I'm in paradise, I look at my dog and I say, Rex, sit. Rex come. Rex, you're wonderful. And he is. When I'm not in paradise, he does minds his own attitudes. He doesn't pay attention to me. Now, that's just one area. Now, what about my body? I say to my body, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And as I say that to my body responds by being in divine order. But the paradise of all is in divine order leads to the experience of bliss, because when I know all is in divine order, I am not seeking, searching, trying to accomplish things in my life. I am being them. I am being them and delighting in them because I'm choosing them. They are my paradise. They are my wonder. They are my joy. They are my delight. They are everything that makes me happy. And because they're everything that makes me happy, they fulfill my every aspect of my life. They give me that experience of bliss, that feeling of oneness, that feeling of joy in me, that feeling of magic, where all is right with the world. All is right with the world. Can I really know all is right with the world? Can I really know that this is a divine world that I live in? Can I really know that I am peace? All is in divine order. Can I really know that? Yes, I can. I can know that by putting into motion every thought I have in its ideal way. I put into motion every desire of my heart is at peace. Every desire of my heart is in paradise. I say, I live in a world of paradise, and then what do? When I live in a world of paradise, I look around me and I see all is peace. When I say, I live in a world of paradise, I say, my body is a temple of the living spirit, and my body is all in divine order. As I proclaim these things and name these things and live these things and have these things be me, then I am that. I choose to go to paradise to experience bliss. And I choose to go to paradise by every attitude of my mind, by every thought of my mind, by every desire of my heart, by every attitude of who and what I am. Can I choose to be in paradise? Can I choose to go to paradise? Can I choose to go and find the world to be beautiful and good? Yes, I can. Can I read in the newspaper all of the joyous things? My eyes just jump to each of the joyous things, and all the negative things are as though they are not even there. Can I, in conversation, say positive, joyous things instead of saying, well, how's the weather? How's the problem? How's the world? Gee, that's terrible. If I can keep my mind and my heart and my love, while all about me others are having a bit of a tussle with it. I don't even know that others are having a tussle with it. I don't even know that others are not living in the ideal that they could be living in and that they should be living in, and that if they're in my heart, they are living in it. Because my heart is the representation of all that is good and beautiful. My heart is the fulfillment of all that is divine. My heart. That's why I choose to go to paradise to experience bliss. And I do choose to experience bliss. And the only place I will find bliss is in paradise. And the only place I'll find paradise is when I'm in bliss. And I choose always to think kindly thoughts, to think loving thoughts, to bring unconditionally loving thoughts about myself and everybody, myself and everyone in my world, because that's all that matters to me. I choose to go to paradise to experience bliss, and I do experience bliss all the time, because I do experience my paradise. Join me in this realization of it is my choice, and I have that experience because you are there now with me. I love you. I love you. I love you.